Hello everyone, and welcome to Charlotte View. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with your host, Claudia Pareko. It's time for us to distance travel to South Africa and enjoy the Planetary Activation Series with Celia Fenn. These series of activations are designed to support the New Earth timelines by accessing the sixth dimension and co-creating the dream of the New Earth into a powerful story that will carry Earth forward into her future destiny. Celia Fenn is one of our featured innovative, wholehearted, and inspiring thought leaders. She is an international author and spiritual facilitator. She is well known as a channel for Archangel Michael and the founder of Starchild Global. She travels the world to work with groups of people, the energies of Archangel Michael, the Elohim angels, the Councils of Light, as well as the Cetaceans, to bring information about the transformation and ascension of the planet, the Christ Consciousness and the Diamond Codes, the significance of the Grail Codes and the Sacred Heart, and the work of the Indigo, Crystal, and Diamond Star Children. Just tune in, live or on demand, and share, share, share. At any moment to participate on our shows, please call 805-830-8344 and press 1 to talk with Celia. The Earth is ready. She simply awaits the stories that you, as Masters of Time, will weave in the sixth dimension of imagination and archetype to carry her forward. 2016 energy is that of major transformation on all levels of society on Earth. Your soul missions keep pushing you to engage the creative imagination and to dream and tell stories, paint pictures, create music and dance that stabilizes the spinning timelines and aligns Earth with her destiny as a planetary star of diamond light. Celia is the author of A Guide to Complementary Therapies in South Africa, the ebook The Indigo Crystal Adventure, and The Diamond Codes, Light Information for the New Reality. Celia also works online through the Global Seminar Room, offering online webinar courses to a global audience and certificate courses in the new shamanism. Private channel sessions are also available on a limited basis. www.starchildglobal.com. Every Friday and Monday, join our group of podcasters who are making a positive difference in the world. Now, relax, get comfortable, and allow the activation of the day.
Celia Fenn wrote, "The way to support the new Earth timelines is to be able to access the sixth dimension and to create the dream of the new Earth into a powerful story that will carry Earth forward into her future destiny. The Earth is ready. She simply awaits the story that you, as Masters of Time, will weave in the sixth dimension of imagination and archetype to carry her forward." Today's episode is called September Equinox, Aligned and Balanced. Today we know each equinox and solstice is an astronomical event caused by Earth's tilt on its axis and ceaseless orbit around the sun. September Equinox 2016 is a powerful moment of balancing that occurs after a period of accelerated shift and change. We have been feeling this, and we have been wondering a lot of what we are feeling, the whys and hows. And for that, let's welcome Celia to the show so she can take over and explain us everything that we need to do in preparation of the equinox. Thank you, Celia, for being here with us.
Hello, Claudia, and hello, everyone. It's wonderful to be with you here today at this very powerful time. I'm sorry about the introduction, but here we are, we together. And I have lots of information from Archangel Michael about the energy that we're experiencing at the moment. Claudia and I were just talking before the show about how many people have been commenting on how powerful these energies are, but also how difficult. I think many people have said to me that it feels more difficult than it has for a long time, or they feel as though they've reached a point where they just can't go on anymore. You know, it's really, really intense. And so Archangel Michael has asked us to just speak a little bit about why it's like that and what we can do to work with that. So if that's okay with you, Claudia, shall we go into that?
Yes.
Okay, good. Let's first talk about why the energies are so big at the moment. As you will know, if you've been following our broadcast, we've just come through a very powerful, let's call it an ending of a cycle. Starting in July on the 26th, we had the planetary new year. And then in August, we had the 8-8, the Lion's Gate star portal. And then this month, we've had solar and lunar eclipses, as well as the 999 on the full moon, And now we have the equinox. So it's a combination of closing down, ending off, and some very powerful energies that are coming in. It's a wave of energy that's coming in, and its purpose is both to release what we no longer need and to initiate, and this is the second part of the wave, to initiate the new. Because after the equinox, which is on Thursday, we will be moving into the new. And that will be the new beginning, which starts on the 1st of October. So very soon now, we start with the 1-1 energy, which allows us to begin creating something new. So hang in there, people. It's going to start getting a whole lot better. But let's just talk about, okay, the equinox coming up on Thursday is the moment when we move into balance. Equinox, equal night, equal day, a change of season. In the north, you're changing into fall. In the south, we're going into spring. So the earth is moving into a new cycle. And the equinox is that moment of complete balance. And for us, the same thing. We've just come through a powerful period of energy and releasing. We need to balance ourselves before we move into a powerful period of creating and manifesting on another level. Now, let's just talk briefly about how people are feeling. I've noticed that a lot of people are reporting being absolutely exhausted, physically exhausted, which means that the first three chakras have been, overutilized, maybe overstimulated. A lot of people reporting sinus problems, throat problems, head colds, which indicates that the fifth and sixth chakras are being really targeted or used. And others reporting lack of sleep, which indicates that, again, the base chakra perhaps and the sixth and seventh chakras are being stimulated. And then also a lot of anger and anxiety and maybe explosive situations, also indicating that the second and third chakras are really being stimulated. So this is what people are feeling as these energies stimulate the chakras and bring up or bring out some very powerful feelings and emotions. And I think everyone has been feeling this, whether they're awake and aware or not. And of course, if we are awake and conscious, then of course it's so much easier. Well, we understand why we're feeling this way. But for those who are not awake, it's very difficult because they don't really understand what is going on. And it feels to them like everything is collapsing into chaos. Which in many ways it is, because we're ending the third dimension and we're moving into the fifth dimension and we're creating new stories, new ways of being. But we're understanding why we feel this way. And we can go with it. We can flow with it, ride with it, and understand that it will shift and it will change. Now, Claudia and I were also just talking about the nature of change in our world. I think one of the things that we become aware of in our awakening process is that change is both inevitable and continuous, and that life is about change, and it's about beginnings and endings. So we're not looking for some big event that's going to change everything. I know a lot of people are hoping that, you know, there's going to be some big event and this will change everything in positive ways. But actually, change is ongoing. It's a principle of life. And the first principle of change is to look inside yourself. Don't look outside. So if you're waiting for an apocalyptic moment or you're waiting for some big event, it's highly unlikely that it's going to happen because the change is happening inside of us. And that change is our ability to work with the energies, to understand them, to work with them, and to create with them. So, you know, if you're feeling like, well, these energies have been going on for so long now, when is it going to end? The answer would be it isn't going to end, because this is the natural flow of cosmic energy in the higher dimensions. But what happens is we become more skilled at flowing with the energies and working with them and creating with them. And in order to do this, we have to let go of our old expectations of what life is about. And we have to understand and accept that we've changed and that we're not the same as we were before and that we're living in a completely different way. So the answer would be the energies are never going to stop, but the good part is we're learning how to work with them and how not to be so affected by them. And I think this is the recognition that's come out of our 999 experience, that we have moved into the place of mastery. We've been given the gift of mastering the flow of energy. We have everything that we need. We've been given the 13 chakra system. We have a light body. We have our center in our heart. We have the ability to create and manifest. And we have the ability to direct energy with intention. And as we learn how to work with these energies, we acquire the strength and the power to flow or ride with these energies and not to be so affected by them. Because what's happening now is that we're still very empathic, which is a good thing, of course, but we're feeling everybody else's energies. We're feeling their depression. We're feeling their anger. We're feeling their chaotic expectations. We're feeling their negativities, and that makes it difficult. So as we move into our master energies and as we learn how to hold our own center, and to understand who and what we are, as opposed to the energies outside of us and what they're creating, it becomes easier for us to move through these energies in a creative way, in a balanced way, and not to be so physically affected by them. So, Claudia, does that help you to understand what we were talking about earlier, about why these energies continue to affect us?
Yeah, Celia, it helps when we put ourselves and understand how everything is working, like you were saying, the eclipse and all of that is working on our emotions and and our way we are strategize our lives, organize them. So if we go with it and let it work the way it is helping us work instead of resisting all the time, then it ends up being a joyful experience instead of something out of pain and rebellion and agony for some.
Yeah, and I think also it's our expectations. You know, we have this expectation as we do ascension that it's going to all be wonderful. And as we get into it, it becomes less than wonderful often because we have to encounter these energies. But I think the understanding is that we have to accept what we really are, and we are powerful beings. And we're not meant to be victims of anything, including the energy. So as we step into our mastery and we stand up and say, this is who I am, we have a different perspective on what we're doing. We're not expecting something that isn't realistic, perhaps. And when I explain that, I would like to say that we're always in the energy of love. We're always in the presence of harmony and beauty because we are always connected to our soul and to spirit. But at the same time, as we come to the earth, we're in this place of process and manifestation and endings and beginnings. And so there's always going to be a fluctuation of energy, just as we have the four seasons and the four elements and these different experiences. So the whole experience of life on Earth is about diversity and difference and experiencing different feelings and different situations, but always being able to master them and to take them to a different level. And that is the whole point of ascension, is that we take our consciousness to a higher level and we're able to master situations and work with intention, work with creativity, so that no matter what situation we find ourselves in, we're able to bring it into a successful conclusion. Because it's not only us that's creating, we're creating with people, we're creating with a community, we're creating with the planet. So we're going to have to co-create very often. And if you suddenly come into contact with a very negative energy, you're going to have to deal with that because that's a co-creation of some kind. So instead of feeling, oh, I can't do this, or why am I struggling, or why am I suffering, is to go inside yourself and say, look, I am a master of energy and I'm confronting this difficult situation, but I have everything within myself that I need to be able to work with this situation. Now, Archangel Michael says, the new you, the master, is an empowered and powerful being. And I think that's the most important thing to remember. No matter what happens, you are not a victim, ever. Okay, you are never a victim of the energy. So I always tell myself, whatever is happening, you are a powerful being. Don't become a victim. And I find that works very well to keep me in that place of being able to cope with whatever life throws at you. Then I also always say I am creative. I'm a creative being because that's what we are. Our souls are creative. And we create our lives now, in this moment. So whatever the energies are in this moment, I can create something more in alignment with what I want at that given time. Then Archangel Michael says, we are also courageous. We are light warriors. And that's important because ascension is about love. We are loving beings. We are creative beings. We center in our hearts. But in order to cope with life on Earth, we also need to be courageous. We need to access the warrior inside of our souls. And we are warriors of the heart. Okay, so it is love. Creativity. It is positive energies that help us to work with these flows of energy. We are strong. That's one thing we have to remember. If you are a master of energy and light and love, you're a strong being. And you can do this. No matter what life gives to you, you can do it with the assistance of your soul, your higher self and spirit. And Archangel Michael also says, we are graceful. As a master, you are graceful. And what that means is you can flow, you can bend, you can surrender to what is. As you said, Claudia, it's not resisting what is. It's moving with it. It's flowing with it and knowing when to surrender and simply allow it to manifest in the way it needs to. And that brings us to this important thing of flowing, flowing with the energy, moving with the energy, allowing the energy to work with you, to move with you, or to move with it. Because a lot of the symptoms that we spoke about earlier are simply the energy moving through our chakras. And the chakra becomes overstimulated. And for me, that often presents as I can't sleep because everything's too active. So we're learning that, you know, we're not anxious, we're not fearful, we're not whatever. Our chakras are simply overactive because there's so much energy moving through. And we're learning how to flow with that energy and how to work with it and not to be intimidated by it, as it were, but just to allow it to move through us. So remember that. Empowered, powerful, creative, courageous, strong, graceful, and flowing. And when you have those energies in place, then you feel more confident about your ability to handle whatever comes your way. And what I'm saying too is don't feel that you always have to be, passive, for example. There are times when you are asked to stand up for what you believe in and be a warrior and say your piece. And to use even what I would call the element of anger, because sometimes you need to be angry and sometimes you need to stand up for what you believe in. And you need to feel okay with that. And that is embracing all of who you are, that you are a warrior, that you are powerful, that you can be or work with powerful energies without being destructive and without causing damage that isn't necessary. So it's owning your power and owning every part of yourself. And so we come to this moment of balance. Here we are at the equinox. And as we look back over the past few months, I think we just need to take a deep breath and acknowledge where we've been and acknowledge what it feels like and acknowledge that we've been working very hard at mastering the energies. But now, as we move towards Thursday, the 22nd, we can begin to feel the energies in ourselves coming into balance. And we focus this balance in our heart. Okay, so just at this moment, just focus in your heart. Take a deep breath. And allow yourself to feel the balancing happening. And Archangel Michael says, over the next few days, you've got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, perhaps every day just work with this simple exercise of going into your heart and allowing yourself to balance, being the strong master that you are and knowing that whatever energies are flowing through you and around you, you're able to balance them. And as you do this exercise, you know that after the equinox is coming this wave of creativity and initiating a new beginning. So ask yourself, as an individual, as a being of light? What is my dream for my life, for my soul? Why am I here? And what do I want to create? And just let that be a part of your life, of your being, of your energy flow. Very important now to connect with what you want, because again, as Claudia and I were discussing earlier, if you don't have a dream, if you don't have a passion, you simply go on creating the same old stuff over and over again. And it's only your passion and your desire and your dream that can lift you into another cycle of experience and evolution. So ask yourself, what is it that your soul is asking you to move towards? Then also ask yourself, how do I function in my community? What do I stand for? What do I represent? What energy is transmitted from me into my community? What do people experience from me? And how would I like that to perhaps change or be at a higher level? And then think about, how do you relate to the earth, to the planet herself? What is my soul's mission on the earth? Why am I here on the earth? Is there something that I need to give to the earth? And as you think about that, this is not meant to be something that pressures you. It's simply an awareness that you are here on the earth at this very special time, as the earth moves between the third dimension and the fifth dimension and the higher dimension, and that you have something very special in your soul and in your being that you have come to bring to the earth. Now, Archangel Michael says, if you are listening to this broadcast, then you are awake and aware, and you are already offering the gift of your awareness to the earth. Now, this is very special, because the more people who awaken, the more people who give their gift of awareness and awakenness, if there is such a word, into the collective consciousness, this helps to raise the frequency of the planet. So simply by being fully aware and living with that awareness, you are making a difference and assisting in raising the frequency. And Archangel Michael always says that from that awareness of being an awakened being comes the awareness of living as an awakened being. What do you do every day to express your awakened state? What do you create every day? How do you connect every day with people to express that you are perhaps at a higher level of consciousness? Do people experience that with you? Do they experience your heart? Do they experience your creativity? Do they experience compassion and kindness? And how can you live that reality? So rather than living the stress and the symptoms of ascension, can you also live the positive, the transmission of the positive energy of a new reality? So as Archangel Michael says, we are living between two realities. We are living between the old, which is crumbling into chaos, and the new, which is being born. And we have, as it were, a foot in each reality. Now, as we move into the post-equinox moment, when we move into the 1st of October, and then we go into the 10th of October, which is the 1010 Stargate, the 11th of November, which is the 1111 Stargate, and then the 1212 in December, and the solstice in December, we are going to be creating and manifesting the new. So this is the most powerful and wonderful moment in the last decade, because we are closing off what we can call the transitional decade, and we are opening up the manifestation decade, when we will be able to start to create and to manifest according to our dreams for the new earth. So you can understand that today, well, not today, it's Thursday, the equinox is that moment when we balance ourselves and we move forward and say, now I'm ready, now I'm going to create, now I'm ready to experience whatever my soul and spirit wants me to experience in this flow of creative energy. And to do it as a master soul, which means to be open to whatever energies come to you and to be willing to create and work with those energies. I think that is so exciting. And for me, it really lifts my spirit to know that there is something really positive coming. So I hope, again, Claudia, that helps to answer your question about the energies.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Good. What you might notice too, this often happens, as the more intensely creative the energies become, the more apparently chaotic it becomes on the outside. Okay, because those who are not awakened and are not working with these energies become, their lives become more and more chaotic. So we might even expect an increase in the chaos factor, and call it that, in the next couple of months, because the energies are going to be so powerfully creative. And Archangel Michael says, so important for us to focus not on the chaos and the negativity, but to focus on what we want to create and what we are creating. And to understand that, as he mentioned earlier, we are strong enough to operate in the chaos. We understand that chaos is creative and that we can take the creative energies and work with them. And he asked me to work with you using the energies of the elementals. For example, to say that we are working with spirit, with fire, water, air, and earth. Those are the basic components of the energies we work with. And our soul and our higher self express as spirit, working with the light beings, with the angelic realm, with the higher levels of consciousness. But in our physical bodies, we work with fire, which is passion. We work with water, which is emotion and feeling. We work with air, which is our mental expression. And we work with earth, which is the way we ground ourselves on the earth. So as we work with these incoming energies, our work is to balance those elements in ourselves and to focus them into positive creation. And as we go into the activation, which we're going to do now, we need to ask ourselves, how do I use my fire? What is my passion? How do I use my water element? What are my feelings and emotions? How do I use the air element? What is my consciousness and what am I thinking? And how do I ground this on the earth? And when you're aware of that, you are walking as a master of light and consciousness. So we're going to now work with Archangel Michael to do our activation, which is going to prepare us for the equinox on Thursday, to move into this place of balance and then to initiate a wave of new creation and a new cycle of experience in the new earth reality. So let us begin now. I ask you just to make yourself comfortable. You can lie down, you can sit, and just simply listen to the flow of information and energy that comes to you. So focusing on your heart, just breathe deeply. Feel each breath, the in-breath and the out-breath. The energy flowing through you, through your life on earth. As you connect with the divine light in your heart, you are a being of divine light, a being of spirit in a physical body. And as you connect with that divine light, let it expand into your life body as you feel the energy of your mastery, your luminescence, your love, your divine light. And just expand that outward. And we're going to connect everyone who is listening now to this broadcast around the earth and everyone who will listen to it. Time, a circle of light around the planet to support the balancing of energies at the equinox. So just feel the movement of hearts joining from heart to heart, expansion of love, of luminosity, of divine light around the earth. And despite the movements of chaotic energies perhaps, we are moving here in light and love. And into the circle of light, we invite the presence of Archangel Michael to guide us in this activation as we prepare for the equinox. Beloved beings of light, this is Archangel Michael. We are here with you at this wonderful and great expressive time on the earth. We come to support you as you step into your mastery, as you work with the powerful energies, the cosmic energies of creation and manifestation that are coming to you at this time. We are ready now to work with you in the process of balancing. We ask you now to work first with the balancing of your own being to ensure that at the time of the equinox you are in perfect balance. We ask you first to focus into your heart and feel the center of your being, your heart pulsating with life, with divine light, with love, with compassion, consciousness. And as you feel that energy, that light, we ask you to feel the divine heart, the heart of the creator of all that is. Feel that pulsation of divine love as it aligns with your own heart, your own divine love. Because as you become an ascended master of light, so your heart becomes a resonant with the divine heart. So allow that to happen now. Feel the divine heart. Feel the great compassion and love of all. Feel your own heart encompassing that here on the earth. And feel how your body and your light body, every cell in your body, every chakra, every meridian is holding and encompassing that divine light. And let your awareness move into your body now and down into the earth and feel the heart of the earth also pulsating and beating with the divine energy as the heart of the earth aligns and resonates with the divine compassion of all that is. And so, beloved ones, we ask you to just breathe into that Relax, release, breathe into the color that is all around you. Feel now how the part of you that is spirit, the part of you that is soul, the part of you that is light, is in perfect balance with the divine. As you move into your ascended consciousness, you are embracing all that you are. You are embracing heaven, the cosmos, the divine light, and your ability to hold that and to be a channel or a transmitter for divine light. You hold that in your heart and in your being. And now, as you hold this, you focus down into the earth, into your body, into your physical being. Beloved ones, this great gift you are given, a physical vehicle to express the divine on the earth. Your physical vehicle that can work with the element of fire. Feel the fire moving through you. In every breath that you take, you express creativity and passion, changing, creating, transforming. You are the fire. Feel that fire and hold it in balance, because you can. The divine in you understands the fire of life. And now, beloved ones, feel the element of water moving through your body, in your blood vessels, in your veins, in the cells. You are water. And feel how the feelings, the emotions that move through the water in your body are a part of life on the earth. And feel how you can feel these emotions and work with them and balance them, because you can. You are a divine being and you understand the element of water. Feel also the element of air moving through your body as you breathe in and you breathe out. You work with the element of air, and as you think and as you are aware of consciousness, the air is moving through you, and you can work with this element. You can focus it in your physical being, because you are a master of energy and you understand this. And now feel in your physical body, the material aspect of your being, how you are a physical being on the earth, how you are a part of the earth, and the earth is a part of you. And that is a miracle, beloved ones, that you have not only a body to express life through, but a planet to share with others, other beings, other forms of life, and to move through cycles of time and evolution. What a gift. And beloved ones, you can do this. You can manifest, you can move, you can create, because you are a master and because you understand this. And as you breathe deeply and you focus in your heart, you feel how you are balancing heaven and earth, the divine light that you are, the physical being that you are, becoming light, becoming divine fire, becoming consciousness, becoming the master that you are, and living in the higher dimensional earth in a new way. So breathe that into your body. Breathe in every cell, into your light body, and feel the balancing. And as you come into balance, move that balance outward into the circle of light around the earth, holding that balance for every living being on the earth. Yes, there will be chaos, but there will be balance too, because that is the nature of energy. And let yourself be the balance, beloved one. And as you breathe and as you hold those energies, ask yourself, who am I? What am I? Why am I here? And what do I desire to dream? What is my dream for the earth? And hold those questions. And if there is no answer at this point, do not worry about that. Let your soul and your spirit hold those questions for you. And if the answers come to you, work with them. Embrace them. And understand that you have been given a great gift. And then as you move, beloved ones, into a new future, as you move towards the 10-10 gate, and you initiate a wave of new creation, we ask you, what will you create? What will you weave with color, with sound, with feeling, with images and thoughts and consciousness? What are you feeling? What is moving through you? What is your ecstasy? What is your joy? What is your passion? What was it that brought you here to the earth? What did you feel you had to bring to this place when you were simply a soul and spirit and a powerful flame? Beloved ones, within each of you, that powerful flame is still burning, asking you to move into creation with a fire of life and love and passion. So simply allow that to be a part of who you are right now. And breathe with it and feel the rising wave of the new cycle that will bring you closer than ever before to the divinity within your being and the way you express it on the earth. And simply breathe and be in balance. You are in balance. You are balance. You transmit balance. The balance between heaven and earth, spirit and form. And that balance is love and compassion. We ask you to hold that in the next few days. Be that love, be that compassion, be that power. And be their creativity. So now you will feel those energies moving through you. And know that even as you finish this or complete this activation, the energies will continue to flow until the 22nd. The circle will continue to be in place to assist with the manifestation of balance and in preparation for the creation of the new cycle. So we thank you for your presence here. We thank you for contributing to our circle of light and love around the earth. And we simply hand you back to the channel to complete the process. So please breathe deeply again, focus into your heart and feel all that energy is now contained in your body, and you can hold it in your body. You are balanced, you are grounded, and as you open your eyes, you feel that complete sense of balance and oneness in your physicality and in your body. So thank you everyone for being part of our activation, and thank you Archangel Michael, both for the information and of course for the powerful energies of the activation. I certainly felt that moving through my body as we did the activation. So Claudia, it's a little bit of time, so if you would like to ask some questions or invite people to ask questions, maybe we can do that.
Yeah, so if anyone who is listening would like to ask a question to Celia, just press number one if you are listening with your phones, and that way I know you're ready for a question. Or if you are registered on our chat room and you want to post a question or a comment, please write it down, and I'm looking for that. And it was, when I was having that activation, I remember a friend of mine who was just saying how lately she felt so separate from her guides and spirit. And is this something normal as we are moving in this spiral of transformation, that sometimes it appears like we are away from spirit because we are releasing all of those old connections that we were using, and we just need to find those newer that are coming to always to understand that we never lose that connection, but it's just that we are now communicating different and it seems like we are not connected.
Yeah, I think maybe the way to describe it is to think about it like, you know, being a child and having your parents always with you to guide you. And then you grow up and, you know, you're 21 and you have to go out and do it yourself. And you can't always ask your parents. They're not always there. And so in spiritual terms, we've grown up. We've become masters. And so our guides and those who have worked with us are stepping back and saying, okay, now you have to do it yourself. And you have to tell us what you want. That's the big difference. We're no longer being told by our guides what we should be doing. We're being asked by our guides, what are your choices and how can we assist you? And that's a very different process. And so quite often, the silence that we hear is our guidance and our soul, our higher self, waiting for us to make that choice so that they can then work with us on the choices that we make as beings who are in physical incarnation. So I hope that explains that, Claudia.
Yes, it does. And I don't see any questions. Let me go check in the chat room. And question, is it normal to want to constantly be in a meditative state with these energies? I know I am being pulled in that direction with my free time.
Okay, that's a very good question. What I find with people who start to move into higher consciousness, and I have this problem myself, is that you become spacey and you just want to be in that place because it feels so good. So there's kind of almost a danger of spacing out or wanting to be in that higher consciousness. I wouldn't call it a danger even. It's just such a nice feeling, you know, to be in a higher place. But ultimately, our purpose here is to bring that consciousness to the earth. So we also have to work at grounding that consciousness and bringing it to the earth and being grounded ourselves. And I think for most of us, that's the biggest challenge, is experiencing higher consciousness and being able to ground it and live it as part of our lives and not always needing to be somewhere else. Because ultimately, we will live in the meditative state. I think when we reach planetary consciousness at a certain level, we'll be living in the theta, what they call the theta level of consciousness, where everybody will be in the meditative frequency. So it's something we're moving towards, but we still have to be able to function in a world where that frequency is not that common. So I hope that answers the question. It's kind of yes, it's something that happens to us, but it's also something we have to work with in order to stay grounded at the moment. And I think that's part of being a warrior and being a master of light, is being able to move between these different dimensions and to hold these energies and ground them in very positive ways. So thank you for that question. It's a very good question.
And Celia, in one of my studies that I was, that I asked this person, okay, how can we ground something? She explained that an easy way to do it, and please correct me if I'm wrong, it's just to pull your energy down from up your crown chakra down to your feet. And of course, if you are having this elevated consciousness, to bring that elevated consciousness down in your body towards your feet and then to the earth.
That's the way to do it. But I think you have to first recognize that your consciousness is all up in your head. When I get into that state, it's very difficult to recognize. Suddenly wake up and realize, wait a minute, I'm all in my head, you know, and you feel a bit kind of spacey and dizzy and whatever. And then you have to bring the energy down. One of the things you might notice, I notice anyway, is I start dropping things or walking into things, or my coordination goes out. And then I realize that I'm not fully in my body. And doing that exercise, as you say, just pulling the energy down, pull it down the spine through the chakras and through the feet and into the earth, and connect with the heart of the earth. Really grounding into the earth helps to flow that energy and connect you with the earth. And as Archangel Michael says, it's very good in the next few days to keep doing that balancing and grounding, because we need to be grounded, just as we need to be connected with our spirit energies at this time. Really is important.
So is it true to say that everybody that are listening to you today, we all need to be grounded these days, because we all have this awakened state of consciousness that we need to ground down?
Absolutely. You wouldn't be here listening if you weren't ready for the material. You wouldn't have been attracted to this space unless you were ready to listen to the energy, the frequency, and the words. So all of us are working with this energy, and we're all at this, it's called the frequency, where we're embodying this energy and taking these steps into a new reality. So we all need to be very careful that we are grounding ourselves as we work with this very powerful and very creative energy. And I think, Claudia, also to remember, it's fun. You know, it's meant to be fun. It's playtime with energy. We're creating, we're manifesting. We don't always get it right, but we're not perfect. You know, we're trying out different manifestations, different energies. And to remember to keep it playful and to just release what isn't working and try again. Don't be serious. Don't hold on to creations that don't work. Just keep flowing and moving and understanding that you are divine light. You are compassion. You are creativity. You can do this.
You know, I love that fun part. I was telling a friend of mine, I was saying to her, you know, just make the intention, like, let's suppose your third chakra needs energy. Well, put on a yellow shirt and just by intention said, here, third chakra, here's your yellow energy you need. And even though it sounds playful, your intention is, we are such wizards that if we do that in everything that we do, even on grounding, if you just put your hands on the body of water and by intention said, here, there goes love, shroom.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all it takes.
And that's what I'm saying. It's fun and we're learning, you know. So quite often people don't get the complicated dreams right. You know, it just doesn't quite manifest. But we're still learning. And, you know, work with the simple things, work with love, work with kindness, work with joy, but also begin to work with more complicated things, and allow yourself to grow and to have confidence that you can create anything that you want. Because to understand that your needs are always taken care of, but your wants and your desires and your dreams are the things that you get to play with. And, you know, imagine, be a fairy, be a wizard, you know, be whatever you need to be. as you do this, but just enjoy it, because you're meant to enjoy life. It's meant to be beautiful and creative and flowing, and we're meant to have a good time while we're here. So sometimes it's difficult. We need to be courageous. We need to deal with negative days and negative energy. But overall, we have the power, we have the strength, and it's meant to be an enjoyable and a fun-filled adventure for us.
Thank you, Celia. So we have reached the end of the show. Is there anything else that you think we should mention before we say goodbye and thank everybody that was here listening today?
Well, thank you, everyone. And just be aware that we're moving into some very, very powerful energies. I think in the next 3 months, we're going to be just so amazed by what we're going to be creating together as a planetary society. I'm not too sure when we get together again, Claudia. Maybe it's December.
Solstice.
Okay. And I think I will be doing something around the 11/11 as well. But anyway, please just keep watching my website because I'm going to be working with these energies. And just please work with us and enjoy these wonderful energies, because I think 2017 is going to be such a wonderful year as we start this new cycle. So please, you know, polish up your magic wand and polish up your dancing shoes and just be ready to be with us and create.
Thank you so much. So thank you, everybody, for listening, and see you soon.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
I have a rather important announcement, and yes, it concerns Cheetos and chicken fries. Burger King has taken these two deliciously iconic snacks and have created Cheetos chicken fries. They're like original chicken fries made with white meat chicken, all juicy on the inside, but dangerously cheesy on the outside, and cooked to crispy perfection. It's like Burger King took the perfect snack and made the perfect snack. Try them now, or they'll be gone faster than an order of Cheetos chicken fries. New Cheetos chicken fries only at Burger King. Limited time only at participating restaurants.